Just want to say, if you get offended easily, keep watching, keep listening. I hope I can offend you more because that's just the toxic person I am, apparently. But I hope y'all enjoy No Sugar Roll Shade. Genuinely never thought this would be the case, but welcome. Because why the fuck would someone like me start a podcast? I'm not fucking sure. But there's gonna be some ups and downs to this, and I can just feel it. But let's just start this off with saying this is like a no fucking bullshit podcast. So I'm not gonna bullshit you. I'll tell you the truth straight up. You need advice? I'm like the one person who would legitimately tell you straight up what the fuck to do. Are we good? Because if we're good, then we're fucking good. Okay. Well, I just want to start off with one thing. This whole thing going around the world for The Summerizer and Pretty, which I'm pretty much a fan of. And everyone's like, I'm Team Jeremiah. Like, I'm Team Jeremiah. Bro, fuck that. I'm Team fucking Conrad all the way. And I've been telling my cousin, we've been watching it once a week. Why? Well, first of all, Jenny Han, why the fuck won't you just drop it all right now? That's what I've been waiting for. But whatever. I'm Team Conrad all the way, and I'm not ashamed of it because Jeremiah was a red flag. He cheated on her like twice. Yeah, I get it. They were on a quote unquote break, whatever, but he still cheated and she was still in love with him after that. But then the recent episode, I'm sorry, I'm spoiling it if y'all don't like watch it or whatever. The most recent episode, she was like getting like butterflies for Conrad after like fixing his wound. Like, what? And he literally physically hurts when he's like not with her and has to see his brother be with her. Like, that hurts. And that fact that they're getting married, nah. And he's like a man child, bro. Whatever. Like, Sabrina Carpenter was right. A man child. If this wasn't a red flag to y'all that he cheated and then they got back together, like, I know this is like an average thing for like many people in the world, sadly. But y'all, you guys gotta change this way, bro. You can't be doing that. You like the standards are so low right now. You gotta high-end your standards because someone will definitely meet it for you. And to be honest with you, The Summer I Turned Pretty would have been very short if she just like genuinely picked a side very quickly and didn't just, pick it right away. Like, it would have been very short if she just chose Conrad or she just chose Jeremiah. So we know that at the end of the season, it might not even be Jeremiah. It's probably going to be Conrad, which I'm hoping, unless she chooses herself. If she chooses herself, I'm going to be kind of pissed off. I'm not going to lie. Her happy ending should literally be with Conrad. Okay, enough with me yapping about that. Like, I'm not judging whatever the hell you want to do, but like, Belly needs to get the fuck up. Like, she needs to come to her realization and just realize because one day it'll all just be not raps, but like it'll all just be different because, like, what? Okay, that's something that I can crash out on for like a billion years and I can fight my case on that, like a court case if you really needed me to. But that's just truly what I believe. Also, this whole like influencers and this whole like scandal with like these people online talking about like they're doing like these fake like awareness stuff and fake whatever. Like, if I can find a good example, people are making like fake accounts with fake awarenesses, making money, keeping it for themselves, and then walking the fuck away from it. Like, what? Like, people have been making, there's a apparently a whole thing online. Like, I don't know if it's like a theory or something, but apparently it's true. Making a whole thing online talking about like mental health and telling you to donate to it and blah blah blah. Like, I don't play around when it comes to mental health. Like, that is something like if you ever need someone, like go find someone or like I'll help you. Like, I'm like that type of friend that like if anyone was like upset or depressed, like I'd be there for them. For these people to be making like fake mental health awareness like things for them to just like make money off of and try to like purchase stuff with it. That's disgusting. Don't you want to help? Like, don't you want to help out people who need it? Not like take the money. Like, don't even do that. That's so like fucked up. Like, you see people, like, a lot of things can happen with people, and a lot of people's minds work very differently. And I genuinely don't like how people like to take money from people, especially with this all, not even just like, it's not even just, like, mental health stuff. Like, I don't play around about that. I don't play around about people making fun of, like, the cancer stuff by making the awareness and then stealing all the money and walking away. How do you do that? You start a GoFundMe for yourself, pretty much, saying it's, oh, it's, like, I guess it's, like, fake cases, too, that they make it for these GoFundMes, and then they just take the money for themselves. Like, I would donate to someone if it was, like, legitimately, like, for real. Like, let's say, like, someone got into a car accident and, like, needed money for, like, health bills or something, and it was, like, legit. Yeah, I would donate, like, $5. Like, you know what I mean? Like, help out, like, people who need it. And especially, like, if someone's, like, really poor or on the street. Like, when I was younger, I used to give, like, homeless guys, like, $1 when I used to live in New York City. Not in New York City, but I used to live on Long Island. And give it right to, like, $1 to, like, these homeless men who probably, a majority of them sometimes aren't even homeless, but I feel truly bad if they are. So I would used to just give them $1. Like, that would do anything in this modern day and age. $1 here can go, like, what? Not even a thing at Dollar Tree anymore. What the hell? The economy has spiked up, too. And I guess dollar-wise, I don't know. But $1, I mean, save it, keep it or leave it. I don't know. They can cherish it forever. Be like, oh, yeah, this little girl just fucking gave it to me. And they're like, the hell is this bullshit? Yeah, I don't know. I think my parents thought I was going to get kidnapped one day. Because I would just, like, be like, oh, I feel so bad. And, you know, when you're young, you don't understand. But yeah, you feel bad. But $1, like, is $1, I guess. Not saying, like, it's worth nothing, but just, you know, like, it's just $1, and I genuinely feel like, I don't know. And I hope and pray for all the people out there who are in a situation like that, who genuinely can't be with someone or live in a house, have a roof over their head, even if it's just, like, a small house, even if it's, like, a shed. You know what I mean? It's scary out here, and, I mean, the weather, insane. Hurricane Erin, what the hell? Fucking hurricane, like, Category 5? What the fuck? Yeah, this is getting recorded while this is going down. Like, and I'm on, like, the East Coast right now. Like, I'm mad worried that I'm gonna get some effects, but apparently it's only, like, rip current things and stuff, but damn, imagine you live right in the middle of a Hurricane 5. Category 5, what am I saying? Category 5? God bless all y'all. Like, everyone in Florida, bro, God fucking bless, because I don't think I could ever genuinely get myself to be in a situation, like, with a hurricane, because I literally, like, spiral and go insane over, like, like, a tornado, if there was one. God, please, no. But if there was a tornado, like, severe thunderstorms, like, freak me the fuck out sometimes. Because, like, I guess losing power, whatever. But, like, severe thunderstorms, especially down south, can also turn into tornadoes. And maybe I'm completely wrong. And, like, y'all can, like, shame me for whatever the fuck I'm wrong for. But that's just what I think, and that's what has been happening, what I've been seeing. And, like, what the fuck? Like, I feel like I'm just spiraling right now because why am I just talking about that? But I don't know. And all these people, I'll give you guys a little preview of a couple things that I'm going to be talking about. For example, friendships and friendship breakups and why you should be more open to having your self-worth and not be, like, all up in one friendship and give yourself your all, and they give nothing back to you. Because, oh, baby, we have a whole fucking thing to talk about there then. Just quickly, if someone is not showing you the same effort back, it's not even just relationships that this is calling for. It's for fucking friendships, too. Like, what? People don't think of it this way. But, like, if you're gonna do something for a friend, and, like, for, I'll give you all an example just to make it easier. I've did something for a friend, like, repeatedly, like, over and over and over and over again. And I just found out, well, not recently, I guess, like, 2 weeks ago, that she's been saying my stuff to people and doing all this stuff. Like, okay, first of all, you're grown up. You shouldn't be, like, telling my stuff to people. Like, what are we, in fucking middle school? No. Like, you're saying my stuff to, other people who can probably give less of a shit about what is going on in my life or even your life, because what the fuck? Like, they can care less. People care less about you when you move on with your life. And then also, not even care less. Like, they're like, wow. Or they can admire you. It's either they don't give a fuck about you or they will admire you for the rest of your life for the life decisions that you would make. And this person decides to go off and tell my shit to old friends, ex-boyfriend, all that stuff. First of all, like, why do you want the attention for real? Like, I don't see where this is going. Like, I don't see this effect, like, coming back, like, to you. Like, what is this? Like, it's not like, what is this, like, a job for you? Because apparently a lot of the stuff I've ever told her, and I considered her one of my best friends, she went to go tell other people, and then she's been bashing me for what I've been doing, bashing me for when I'm starting, like, all this stuff. Like, bitch, grow the fuck up. Like, what the hell? Like, we're not, like, 10 or, like, 11, and someone's, like, shit-talking, like, a friend and being like, oh, this girl, like, wore ugly jeans or something. Like, what the, like, that is usually what we would say back in the day. But now, like, you're not supposed to be going around telling people, like, be fucking mature. You say you claim you're fucking mature, be mature. And I feel like everyone has that one person in their life, maybe a couple people in their life, that this has definitely affected them, and they have definitely had that. And honestly, it might just be healthy to just cut them off and just end it, because God, this sounds like a relationship, but it's literally a friendship. But like, if someone is not serving you the way that you serve them, then you might have to walk away, distance yourself, walk away, or completely cut them off, because absence shows, not even in relationships, but also in friendships, absence does show, and they will value you way more than you think. And that's something that I feel like a lot of people don't understand, because, you know, no one's just going to be like, oh yeah, we stopped being friends. You're going to still be thinking about why you stopped being friends, still be thinking about the mistakes you made, still be thinking about, like, how you miss them as a friend, like, you used to hang out with them or something. Like, that's something that you would definitely be like, oh yeah, I miss. Like, relationships too, but friendships are platonic. Platonic, like, love and stuff is, like, you have love for your friend. And when it's not platonic and it's truly love, that's a different type of, I guess, heartbreak. But a lot of people do get heartbroken even more over friendships, and that's never talked about. That can get me canceled, apparently. But friendships can hurt. Friendship breakups can hurt way more than a relationship breakup. Like, apparently, because if you were friends with someone for 10 years, and then you dated someone for, what should I say, like, 5 months? Like, 6 months, 5 months? Yeah, you're going to be sad about, like, the breakup for your relationship. And, like, let's say, like, he did something shitty, or he or she did something shitty, okay? Whatever. And you did nothing, and you just, like, kind of, like, you know, we're just, like, okay, it just, like, wasn't meant to be, it was just toxic. But if you're, like, a friendship for, like, 10 years, and you lost it because you could have did something to impact it, or they did something to impact it, and you're just not upset about it, you're secretly deep down going to be upset. Like, when people talk shit, and they're, like, oh, yeah, no, I'm not upset, like, fuck her, like, F this, F that, about, like, that person, or boy, girl, whatever, whoever they're stopping friends with, if they're like, F them, like, I hate them. Why do you hate them? Majority of the time they hate them is because they stop being friends with you. Like, you are going to hate someone that just doesn't want to be friends with you, because that's just, like, I guess, like, natural instinct. But if he or she does not want to be friends with you, you have to accept that to a certain level, because your absence, they're going to realize that they probably do need you as a friend. Because a lot of times when this happens, I'm not saying it's all the time. People, they are surrounding themselves with toxic people. And none of us want to be surrounded with toxic people. But when you are, it gets taken over and kind of flips the wrong way. And people genuinely do be like, oh yeah, maybe I want to be like them. Like, I like this environment, like, being so toxic to everyone. Like, toxic, they're telling everyone private secrets and shit, making fun of people who maybe are deceased. Like, I've heard girls talk about that, and that's disgusting. And even guys, like, sometimes they can be the worst, and sometimes they can be the best, Like, I have a guy best friend. I love him dearly. But sometimes they can be the best. Sometimes they can be the fucking worst. You really don't know. Same with the girls. Like, I have girl best friends, like, all through my old child. All through my childhood, I've had this one friend. I love her to bits, and I would never trade her for the world. And I think that that's why a lot of people, and, like, we have had, like, me and her have had specific, like, I guess, falling outs. And I've realized it was because of me. And it's because I guess, like, I had different friends. She had some different friends at some point, but we always, like, kind of stuck together. But there was this one falling out when I regret this. This is how I learned from this experience. I guess I went with, like, kind of like the toxic girls, you can call it. I wouldn't say, like, toxic girls. They weren't really toxic. I mean, we're kind of not young. We're like 15. And I went with them and changed, like, my whole perspective on being a friend. And, like, I learned how someone could be truly two-faced that's not even in a relationship. Like, I thought friendships, like, most of my life, I thought, like, friendships were like, oh, yeah, I got your back, you got mine. Like, never fall apart, never blah, blah, blah. But this other girl who I became friends with and her friends and who are also my friends at one point changed my whole perspective on literally, like, friendships, relationships, everything. Because, I mean, I was talking to this guy when I was friends with this girl. She completely and utterly, like, took it apart bit by bit. And then, like, got us to, like, end things. But this was, like, while back. And this was just a talking stage, no dating, no nothing. And I mean, like, I wasn't upset. I was just, like, really confused at the start. 'Cause I was like, why all of a sudden is he acting like this? Like, so weird. And then when I found out what happened, I was just like, oh, damn. And, like, me being friends with them, like, not even just that situation. There's many more situations that she just talks shit about me. Like, that whole group talks shit about me, and they talk shit about each other to me, and it was just, like, very toxic. And I just realized, like, I should have just, like, stayed with my other friend. I should have just stayed with her, stayed with two of my really close friends who I love dearly still, and we're very close now. And I should have just stayed over there with them, not even got involved with these people, but we live and we learn. And I did apologize to them. I was like, listen, I'm so sorry. I was like, I was like, not begging for forgiveness. It was just like, I'm so sorry. Like, I genuinely, like, I feel bad. 'Cause when I stopped being friends with these people, we had a falling out. I, like, literally, like, apologized for everything. And also, that other toxic group. Toxic groups can make you not be friends with certain people. I used to be best friends with, like, this other person. And that toxic group really kind of just flipped it and turned it, and we just weren't friends anymore because of it. And honestly, it was really upsetting because I really did, like, I love all my friends. And I think I try to see the good in people, which, I mean, and I'm a bitch, and I like to see the good in people. And, like, even with family too, like, I try to see the good in people, but sometimes it just doesn't work out in our favor, and we just don't get to, like, I guess, do all this stuff that we want to do with them, and it sucks. But I guess it's the way life goes, as Uzi says, the way fucking life goes. But I mean, listen, my best advice is to keep the friends that are really close to you and haven't done wrong to you and are always there for you. Keep them very close. And if you're going to be friends with these toxic people, this is just a fucking warning. Like, they're not all that. They literally just think that they are, and they probably will talk shit about you. I mean, maybe not all cases, but they most likely will. And it's disgusting because, like, even people in their, like, 50s still do the same thing. It's like, have you not gotten out of high school yet? Like, have you not gotten out of middle school, high school? Like, everyone, like, these ages, like, of all ages, I feel like my grandma probably gossips still. Like, everyone gossips still. I mean, we all gossip to a point, but we're not trying to ruin someone's lives by gossiping and, like, humiliating them. Like, no one does that besides people who are really upset with themselves. You know what I mean? It's jealousy, upset with themselves, everything, all the above. So that's my best advice. And yeah, I was low-key yapping about that for a hot minute, but This is just genuinely like a whole friend thing. I mean, we can talk about relationships, but that would probably be like a zillion years long because there's a lot of learning I feel like that comes in with friendships and relationships. And I feel like it genuinely just kind of hits everyone differently. Everyone takes different things differently. I mean, there is a thing called a friendship cheater too. Not just a relationship cheater, friendship cheater. And I kind of think it's bullshit. I'm not gonna lie. Like, if you're gonna call someone like a friendship cheater, you sound like a complete wimp in some way because you're like, oh, you told me you were gonna be friends with this person, like, or blah, blah, blah. Okay, it's different if you're gonna be friends with the person's ex. Like, let's say I was friends with my best friend's ex and we would hang out all the time. That's fucking weird. Like, that is weird. And I guess that's like, quote unquote, friendship cheating from what they're saying. But at the same time, I'm just like, I don't get it. But I would never do that. But a lot of people call that friendship cheating if you're friends with someone's ex or friends with someone's ex-best friend, like all that stuff, like after you become friends with them, which I do get because it's kind of really petty. It's like, that's petty as fuck. Like, if you don't like the girl, don't be friends with her because, or girl or guy, if you don't like them, don't be friends with them. Don't like use them to get to someone else. It's kind of pathetic on their part. Like, if you're gonna use someone to get to someone else, like, fuck you. Like, seriously, you don't do that. Or if you use someone for money too, like, fuck you too. It's so weird. Especially if you're using, like, ugh, using is a whole nother thing. If you're gonna use someone to get to their ex or just to, like, get to their ex-best friend or get back at someone, that is so fucked up. And I think we've all probably done that in our lives. Like, I've done that in my life. I probably have, actually. I don't call it, like, exactly using because I'm still friends with that person. But I didn't use them for anything. I kind of just wanted to see one of my friends again, like, one of my ex-friends again. And I guess, like, I kind of just, I don't know, this was, like, years ago, but I guess that's how, like, people think. But if you're gonna use someone to get at their ex or something, or get back at someone, it's really fucked up. And I'm just saying that because I'm not even being hypocritical. Like, I know I've done it, but I realize how fucked up that is. And it's like in Love Island. Like, Jeremiah literally cheated on a girlfriend and then he went to therapy for it. And then he was talking with Huda. And then Huda was too much for him and it just didn't work out. Whatever. And I mean, it stuck with him. And I mean, we all like go through things and it just sticks with us. Like, me doing that, like, kind of stuck with me. I never cheated in my life, but all that stuff, like, feeling like a shitty friend, like, yeah, I felt that too. Like, that was disgusting for me. And you see a lot of people just kind of shift that over. Let's actually talk about Love Island real quick because I don't know if y'all watch it. I most definitely watch it and I love it. And I just rewatched like season 6 too, and season 7 was really good. And I'm so waiting for the reunion to come out because I'm seeing like TikTok rumors, I'm seeing like Instagram rumors, everything rumors, like about that, like Shelly threw a drink at Huda or something. And like, listen, I don't believe it, but like, if it's true, I'm so there for it. I love all this drama. Season 6 is the best with the drama. I am Team Leah. I was Team Leah from the start. Literally. And when I saw the reunion, when she like low-key actually did take a, like, I guess a back seat on everything. Oh, like, legitimately she took a fucking back seat on it. I don't know what the fuck Liv was saying in this case. You saw at the reunion the full fire pit scene. She did not do much wrong. She literally was just like, I mean, like, we could send like Nicole home, but she's starting something with like Kendall, whatever, Miguel, whatever. And then the other girl or something, I forgot who was up there, everyone was up there. And then they were trying to choose it, but then Kaylor and Liv were like best friends and kind of just like went against her. And like, he like, fuck Rob, but like, he's so delusional in this case. Like, he thinks like he's so toxic. Like, y'all don't think he's fucking toxic? Do you not see everything he low key caused in the villa? It's a lot, and I think it's fucked up, but whatever. But season 7, I was Team Huda, and I low key liked Chris for her until she ended it, but I guess I don't know what to say. And I feel bad. Everyone else on Love Island is so tight besides her with anyone else. Like, Yeah, her and Nick made a TikTok flying back from Fiji together. That was about it that I saw her with anyone else, especially for the reunion. Like Austin, Charlie, like they were all together with Nick, Alandria, like all that stuff. I don't know. Also, I'm not very much for Nick, Alandria. Like, follow them both, love them both, but them together, I would have never saw that shit coming. Literally, my jaw dropped when I saw that, and I was like, I honestly think this is a fucking joke. But honestly, I did think at the time that they did look good together, but now that I'm seeing it outside of the villa, I just, like, I don't know. It's like, their personalities, to me, are so completely different. Not, like, out of line, but they are so, so different, and I don't know. I mean, this is a fucking boring speech that I've been yapping about for, like, 30 minutes, but I don't know. A lot of people have their opinions on Love Island, and I'm a very big follower on it, but I guess we'll never really know, but a lot of people just, you know, and a lot of things are kind of coming for this, you know, talk about micro-cheating, getting cheated on, how my ex cheated on me with his cousin. Okay, yeah, I know. I'm sorry. This is enough for today. I love you all. And this is just a takeaway that slaps harder than your ex's excuses, but don't let people who you think are your friends, and don't let people in, like, friendship-wise, just, like, this is the takeaway. I'm going to repeat this again because I just said it again and it just sounded like so stupid and I lost my train of thought. This takeaway slaps harder than your fucking ex's excuses. Don't let your friends treat you less than what you give to them. It's like a fucking relationship. Yes, I get it. But don't fall for that because you are worth more. You deserve a good friend that is always going to be there for you. And you also deserve a good life like we all do. And we all deserve to be happy in all this. And also, Team Comrade. Love you all. Bye.